Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name is Jenny Sinaparatna. Grab your favorite drink, get a snack, and we will get started. Today, I have salted caramel black tea. It is the tea that I send to pastors' wives when I'm praying for them, and I try to put it in a little card and to say, hey, I've been praying for you. Have a cup of tea and enjoy it. And I'm also eating an egg bake because is it a snack? Is it breakfast? Who knows? It doesn't really matter. It's delicious. Let's get real. So I know I talk a lot about books because they are something I'm super passionate about. I have read different kinds, and everybody kind of has a different escape that they love to get into, a different kind of genre. I used to read marketing books because when I started my job, I had a totally different job, and they were like, hey, you know what? The person that used to do marketing is no longer with us. You're taking over marketing. And I was like, yeah, I know nothing about marketing. So I started reading books really fast. You know, the first one was The Purple Cow. So I did a lot of marketing books at that moment. And very gratefully, I'm now done with that and I no longer have to do marketing books. My husband loves nonfiction books. Me, fiction. I will read a nonfiction book if it's something that is super interesting. I'm actually trying to read one a month just to kind of, you know, keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in reality. And then I read that one and I think it's really overrated. I'm going to go back to the books that I love. And one of those genres is cozy mysteries. Now, this year, I have a challenge for books, and it's to read a book for A to Z. Now, that seems a little weird, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. So I've decided with cozy mysteries, often there is a word that has food in it. And so I'm going to go through and read A for apple, B for whatever, and go through and read the alphabet in food words. I know you're like, I'm going to do this too. Let me tell you, it is super fun. I actually read a book that I never in a zillion years would have picked up. And I picked it up because it was G for Gouda and it was a grilled cheese mystery. And I haven't been able to stop listening to the rest of that series because it's super fun. And I've found some new authors that I absolutely love and some that I'm like, I can pass. But it's kind of been a challenge to get outside of my regular reading routine and the same few authors. Now, I love cozy mysteries so much. It is a passion that I have. It is something, if you've never read a cozy mystery and you've only read like a hardcore mystery that is a little, maybe like Mary Higgins Clark kind of thing. Not that she's bad. I've read several of her books, but she's a little more scary in my opinion. I love the coziness of my cozy mysteries. And so I'm actually at 81 different series that I've read, either all or a part of the series. I know I'm a big nerd. I've got a spreadsheet of all the different mysteries and how many I've read of each of them, and then I have to update it. It's like a whole thing. I've got way too many spreadsheets for my books at this point. Anyway, that's really not the topic that we're talking about this morning. I just love books, so here I am. So there's one night that we are sitting around a table for dinner, my husband and my daughter and I, and it's very rare that we're all together for dinner anymore. In fact, we're together all day long, and so at dinner time, we're normally separate. So we're a little opposite of most families who that's the only time they're together. This is like dinner times, hey, everybody, see you later. We've been together all day. It's okay. Let's go. So we're sitting around the table and my sister's actually at a thing called an anime convention. Now, if you've never know what that is, it doesn't really matter because I don't really know what it is. So we started talking about Comic-Con and all these different conventions that are all over the place. And I said, I think there's a Hallmark Con, like a place that you can go and like meet the Hallmark stars and go and like, you know, watch Hallmark movies and like this whole thing. Come to find out, I was completely right. There is a Hallmark cruise that they do every Christmas, and it's sold out, of course. And am I in the waiting list? I don't know. We'll find out. Is it something I can afford? Probably not. But doesn't that sound delightful to go on a cruise and watch Hallmark movies and do like all the activities they do in the books? Yes, it sounds super fun. And so this led us down the path of complete craziness, where my husband gets an idea and starts Googling things. And he found something that was very exciting for me. He found a cozy mystery conference. And it is put on by one of my favorite authors, Ellie Alexander. I absolutely love her Baker series. It is one of my favorite series I've ever read. It's super clean and it's really funny. And I just absolutely love it. And she is having this conference with several other authors that I have also read, including the guy that I'm reading right now because he's got the word ice cream in the title. So I started reading his book and found out it's actually a he/she. It's a brother/sister combo that came up with these books, and that's their pen name is. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. And I was like, this is super interesting. I've actually never read a book by a brother or sister before. And they are going to be there at the conference. And I got so excited. I mean, like, I would hate to tell you that I was like, yeah, that's fine. No, I was like, looking up plane tickets. It's in Oregon. And it's in the town that she writes the books about. I mean, I am so excited about this. I have told every person I know, anybody that will listen to me, I'm like, I'd like to go to this conference. Do you want to come with? Like, let's do this. Somebody, like, let's get down and we'll get to Oregon and we'll do this. And I'm waiting for registration to open so I can even find out how much it is. I'm so excited. I watched her video, like intro video, and almost cried. Like, I didn't fully cry, but I was so excited about the idea of getting together with other people that love what I love. And they've probably all read the books because it's hosted by her. And I don't know many people that have read her books. And she's going to be there and I can ask her any question I want. And they have like a scavenger hunt throughout town and a mystery you have to, like, the whole weekend. So I am like, honey, you need to get a service out in Oregon because this is like all of a sudden Jenny's number one priority. Like, there is nothing else that matters. Figure this out. Like, we don't need to schedule any other services. Just figure out the Oregon weekend. And I am just super excited about it and like picked up one of her next books because I'm like, I want to read the next one. And I'm not all the way through her series yet. It's a pretty big series. And so I am just thrilled about this. And one night I'm just, you know, kind of mulling over your day and thinking about like, Lord, I would love if you'd open up these doors because this would be super fun for me. I would really love this. And I felt like God just like kind of dropped something in my heart like he so often does to each and every one of us. And he was like, this is exactly like a Bible story. And I was like, what Bible story? Like, how many Bible characters were reading Cozy Mysteries and wanting to go to a convention? Like, I have no idea what this would be. And so I kind of just stopped my train of thought. And I was like, Lord, I'm just going to focus on what you want to teach me today. And it was maybe 1 or 2 minutes of me just kind of sitting there quietly before it pops in my head. And I know it was completely God, because I'm not this creative. And he popped in my brain the song that we sang as a little kid, Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man. And I'm not going to sing it for you because you don't want to hear my singing today. But it was so interesting how I realized, and I went back and I read the story, and how Zacchaeus had just heard stories about Jesus. It was just, he had never met Jesus. He had never interacted with him, but he had heard about this man called Jesus. And he made a beeline for there and realized he was a little too late. You know, he didn't get there early enough to get in the front. He was short. He wasn't there early enough to get in the front. Seems a little like me. Like, I would be super excited to get there, but I also would procrastinate enough that I probably wouldn't get there in line because I wouldn't want to be like the first person there and then he doesn't show up. Like, I totally see Zacchaeus here. He's like, I have one more house to hit before I go see Jesus, but Jesus is going to be the thing I'm going to see today. He gets there, there's a big crowd, he can't see, so he climbs up a tree. Like, he goes above and beyond. And that's really, I think, why Jesus pulled him out and said, hey, I'm going to come to your house. Because he knew Zacchaeus. He knew, like, Jesus knows you. And Zacchaeus, he was like, hey, you know what? You made some effort. Come on, I'm going to spend some time with you. And I thought, here I am. And not that there's anything wrong with this. Here I am putting in a lot of, like, emotional effort into this book conference, I think it would be called. I don't even know. I'm not that cool, guys. Like, putting a lot of emotional effort into it. And God saying, hey, Jen, are you willing to climb up a tree for me? Are you willing to put that much emotional energy into seeking after me and getting to know me better? And, you know, I know Jesus. I know him. He's part of my life. He is someone that guides my steps, like 100%. But am I willing to go up a tree? Now, for me, that would be a really big effort. I am not a tree climber. I am not athletic in any way, shape, or form. So for me, that would be a lot of effort. And I put a lot of effort into things that really are never going to pan out. Will I end up at this conference? I'm giving it a 50-50 shot. I really don't think I'm probably going to get there. It's a nice pipe dream. But Jesus isn't a pipe dream. It says so often in the Bible, seek and he will come. He will answer. Knock and the door will be opened. Like, we just have to take the moment or the time or the energy to go after him. He is not hiding. That he was walking on the street, you know. Zacchaeus was late to the party, and Jesus still said, hey, you know what? I'm going to come to your house today, and I'm going to get to know you, and we're going to form a relationship that's even deeper than what you can imagine. And I just want to encourage you today that I'm not saying put aside the other things, the other dreams that you have, but maybe it's time to realize that we need to climb some trees for Jesus. We need to go after him like we go after other things. We go after being the best mom. We go after being the best grandparent. We go after finances. We go after friendships. We go after jobs. We go after things, you know, a certain car. Okay, I've never done that, but we go after. I am a food craver. Like, I will get a food in my head and cannot get it out until I have it. And it is crazy. I've been craving bananas. And I was like, that's it. I just need bananas. Like, it was just, and then I ate one. I was like, I'm good. Like, I don't need these for a long time again. But we do not go after God in the same way that we go after other things sometimes. I mean, there are moments in our life that we do, and we go after him in camps and at church services on Sundays and, you know, different opportunities. But do we go after him on our daily walk with the Lord? Do we climb a tree and say, you know what, I am going to press in and see if I can get to know you just a little bit more this week, just a little bit more? And I encourage you, not as a guilt thing, not as like, oh, you know, you're a bad person. Really, there's no guilt here. This is an opportunity and an excitement, just like my book conference would be. That's not something I have to do. It's not a marketing book. I don't need to go and research marketing. I can go and be with people that I love. Well, I don't love them yet, but I will because they love the same books. but I can go, and that would be so fun for me. And I think the same things with Jesus. It's an opportunity. It's something that we get to do. We get to go into his presence and get to know him better. But sometimes you have to put a little bit more effort into it than a come, Lord Jesus, be our guest prayer. At dinner time. Yes, that's our prayer that we used to pray when I was a kid. But a little bit more than that, and say, Lord, I want you to be a part of this situation, whatever it is. You know, I often, when I'm going on a walk, will start the walk off by just saying, Lord, I want to hear from you on this walk. And I may think about other things and other things may happen. And, you know, you're watching for cars and you're making sure the dog doesn't get run over. And there are other things that are happening on that walk. But if I start that walk off with, Lord, just come with me on this walk. I want to hear from you. One word from the Lord changes a lot of things in my life. And sometimes it's not about a full sentence or a full plan. In fact, it's very rarely that I ever get a full plan. Normally it's one word or one just, I love you, Jenny. And that is really something that gets me through. And I just want to encourage you to invite him along on your journey, to climb up a tree, make a little bit more effort in your relationship with the Lord and see what will happen. Well, you can find me on Real Life with Jenny on Instagram, Facebook, and Be Real. I am now sending out an email. If you are interested in getting on that email, which will send this podcast to you weekly, so it's a weekly email. I just want to make that very clear because I am not an email person. So if you are, and that would be a great way for you to receive this podcast, just email me. You can go to christconnection.cc/Jen. My email is there and you can go on and email me and I will get you on that list. I am very excited about what God's doing in around the world, in your life, in my life. And I just pray that the peace of God would come with you, that this would not be something that you would feel guilty about, but that you would be excited about a relationship that you can have that's deeper than what you have right now. We so often think about relationships as the beginning point. And my husband always talks about, you don't get married to not live life together. And that's really the point with God, is you don't say yes to Jesus and have him be part of your life just to leave him at the altar. You take him with you. He is part of your everyday. And I hope that you have the opportunity this week to climb a tree and get a little bit closer to him. Have a great week.